Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. No injuries have been reported after emergency responders quickly arrived at the Dow Chemical facility late yesterday in Freeport to put out a massive fire that broke out. Residents nearby reported hearing what sounded to be an explosion. According to Dow Texas Operations, the blaze began in Plant B. Officials say that they contained it within the facility block and all employees were accounted for. No shelter-in-place orders were ever given. This was actually one of two plant fires yesterday. An explosion was also heard at the One Oak facility in Mont Bellevue. Three people were injured there. San Antonio Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro says Governor Abbott is, quote, abusing members of the Texas National Guard. He spoke out against their deployment to Chicago as part of the federal crackdown on anti-ICE protests.
I'm calling on Greg Abbott. I believe other colleagues from Texas will call on Greg Abbott to recall permission to Donald Trump to use the Texas National Guard for any purpose that involves going into other cities and doing what was done in Chicago a few days ago.
Hundreds of National Guard members left Fort Bliss last night and could be on patrol in Chicago later today. Two more deaths inside the Harris County Jail last week mark 15 in-custody deaths reported now by the Harris County Sheriff's Office this year. Here's our Sarah Gruno.
The Sheriff's Office said that 34-year-old Pebbles Girardi suffered a sudden medical emergency inside of her cell at the Harris County Jail last Friday, only 2 days after she was booked. She was transported to Memorial Hermann Hospital and pronounced dead. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office said that she identified herself as homeless during the booking process. On the same day, 58-year-old Billy Ray Turner also suffered an apparent medical emergency while he was being booked into custody at the Joint Processing Center in the jail. He was transported to St. Joseph's